Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Cash only Friday. That's the day. Just told my wife she's going to go on a spending spree today, I think. I told her cash only. You say, why, Coach? Because we're going to break the banks. We're going to break the banks, that the banks make a living. I went over that the other day, didn't I? Hey, get yourself some communion. We're going to take communion here with Joe. We've got a big event coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And look, I don't say this to you very often. Maybe I should. You don't want to miss what I'm going to unveil today. You don't want to miss. Because remember this, Jesus warned us. One of the things that he continually warned us of. In fact, he went to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders. And what did he say to them? He says, you dudes, you teach us doctrines, the commandments of men. And you make the word of God of none effect. And I don't want to shake, because listen, I don't know about you, I'm getting set free. Why am I getting set free? Because the truth sets me free. The truth sets me free. And a lot of this old stuff that they told me and I'm finding out, it ain't true. And I look, it doesn't rock my world. It encourages me. I said, oh my goodness, that's not true. Wow. Now I'm free. Because see, you're not free if your life and your beliefs are based upon lies. You're not free. We're not free. Feel better, maybe. Hugging our lie close and tight might feel better. But you're not free because it's only the truth that sets you free. We're going to do communion here in a second. I had a wonderful time yesterday with the kids at Worthington Kilburn, for those who are watching. It was a little bit different this time because I went in. I ought to film these things. I went in and I explained, rather than, I usually come out a hard-hitting, you know, moral stand, explain morality, yada, yada. I didn't do that yesterday. I went in yesterday. And I explained the gospel. It was unbelievable because most of the kids in that room had two classes. I started out with the golden rule. What is the golden rule? Where did the golden rule come from? Now, first of all, they didn't know the golden rule. They didn't know it. But I said, does anybody know? One of them could finally quote it. Can you believe that? Two classrooms, nobody knew the golden rule. And then when I started saying that, then they, okay. And I said, what is the golden rule? Do unto others, you have them do unto you. I said, okay, how about if we threw out all of religion and all the rules and all the regulations and we just did that? We just lived by that. Would y'all be okay with that? So where does the basis of our liberties and basis of right and wrong, and where does it come from? And I showed them the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The devil's got a team and God's got a team. It's an eternal struggle for you. And I made them write down on their little notebooks that they were a spirit who lived in a body and they possessed a soul. I said, you're just in a car. This is just your car. It's just your car. You are a spirit. You're going to go somewhere. I used 5G technology. I had them all get up their cell phones. And I said, listen, if I send a text to Mr. Strasburg, who's a teacher, if I send a text to him right now, all of you get your phones out. If I send a text to Mr. Strasburg right now, here in this room, I send a text to him, and you all got a phone, how come your phone doesn't ring? They said, well, you didn't text it to me. Well, what does that mean? I just pounded things on my phone, and I hit send, and Mr. Strasburg gets the message. How come you didn't get it? I said, there's all kinds of waves going off through here. There's an invisible world all around us. I could see their eyes open up. Oh, my goodness. We're demons. If you believe in demons, where are they? You believe in angels, where are they? Where's this invisible world? Where do you go when you die? If you're just in a body, if your body's just a car carrying you around, where do you go? And I talked about the mind, the will, and emotions, and the battle over what is right and what is wrong comes as a thought, comes into your mind. Then it goes into your will, but you get controlled by your emotions. You know you shouldn't get in the sack with that guy, but your emotions overwhelm you, and then you do. And then after you do it, then you regret the fact that you've done it. And so God's laws and God's rules are put there so you don't have to regret what you do. Oh, it's great. It's great. And then I really hit him with this. Said, if doing to others is you have them do unto you, can somebody explain to me, do you think an unborn baby wants to be aborted? Then the fight starts, doesn't it? Then the fight starts, right? Because what do they immediately do? Well, it's not a baby. It's not real. It can't think. It can't feel. I said, okay, so if you can't think and you can't feel, that means I could come into your house in the middle of the night and shoot you in the head with a gun because you didn't know I was going to do it. You didn't even feel it. Would that be okay? Well, no. Why wouldn't that be okay? They can't answer it. See, they can't answer it. So I say over and over and over and over and over again, the importance of what we have to do, folks. We cannot share the gospel. They will not receive the gospel till you dare tear down their philosophy. You have got to show them the holes in their philosophy. When you do that, then somewhat they're open. Then they begin to question. And you know what was amazing? When the second class, it was two classes, about an hour each. When the second class was over, 15 of them would not go to the next class. It was amazing. They huddled around me like a big old football huddle. Question after question. Not spiritual question. Not so much heaven and hell. Not that kind of stuff. But boy, were their eyes beginning to be open. And you know what I thought? I came home to my wife. It is unbelievable that some of those kids were Christian kids and they had no clue.
That's awesome.
They have no clue. And I can tell you this right now. They're going to come in there this morning and they're going to ask Mr. Strasbourg to have me come back. Because I'm telling you, folks, the field is white. It's white. And so I explained to them for the first time why right is right and wrong is wrong. And who determines it? Is it just something you and I vote on, or who gets to determine that? Introductory to the gospel. Come on in, Joe. I'm lighthearted today. I'm lighthearted, but I got something. I'm going to show you some truth today. It's going to be so awesome. I know it. So Joe's going to lead us here in communion. Hey, folks, listen. I'm sorry, Joe. I got to say this before I forget. All of you, we're going to talk about our initiative this weekend at the Super Bowl. I would ask all of you, y'all looking at me, please, all of you who can, fast Sunday. Say, Coach, I can't do that. We have big dinners on Sunday afternoon with our family, and we get that big Super Bowl party. Well, okay, well, find some time that you can fast. Lay it aside. Dedicate that time to the Lord. Lord isn't up there with his time clocks, time and how long you're doing it. You're fasting, said, Lord, I'm fasting because I want to hear from you and want you to empower my prayers. That's what I want you to do. So at some point, fast. Maybe whatever it would be. Maybe you could start Saturday night. Maybe Saturday night at 6 o'clock to Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. I'm not gonna eat. Of course, you don't eat in the middle of the night, but you get my point, right? So I'm calling as many of you as you can to join us in some type of dedicated fast this weekend, dedicated to the opposition of the Super Bowl halftime show. Cool? All right. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Can we please turn to 1 Peter 3, 18 to 21? For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Wow, Joe, this is going to preach. Dude, go ahead.
Which sometime were disobedient, when once long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water.
Wow.
Like the figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And if we could turn to Matthew 26, 26 to 29. Yeah, I think with you, you're mentioning the Adam and Noah, or the pregame, that maybe that fits with what's coming up later.
It will. I'm sorry, here. Go ahead.
Let's say a quick prayer, everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being a God who so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that we may have everlasting life. And Lord, thank you for the authority that your sacrifice brings us also. Teach us how to use these as the authority you've given us in these days when it's so important that we do so. When we learn to live by faith and not by sight. And Lord, forgive us our sins and our transgressions, and bring us cleansed into your sight as we look at ourselves and how we are failing. And thank you and bless this bread and this drink representing your body and your blood that you shed for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. Hey, by the way, 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, I actually have been invited to speak at a men's breakfast. Can you believe that? I told the guy, I said, they better bring helmets and shoulder pads, baby. He said, no, it's good. We'll be ready for it. I'm speaking in Lancaster, Ohio tomorrow. Mike Blake, anybody down wants to go that way? I think you'd be allowed to come. So pray. Hey, folks, listen. We just need to be in an attitude of prayer this weekend, because this initiative that we're going to launch into this weekend, it's war. Right? So they shoot back. They shoot back. And that's why I been declaring over my house really for the last couple, 3 days since we've launched this Psalm 91, that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. See, that's part of my weaponry. It's my defensive weaponry, but it's my shield, right? The covering is my shield. And so we ain't playing tiddlywinks, okay? We're not playing tiddlywinks. So I ask you all to take it seriously. don't open any doors to the enemy, the evil one. Close any doors you might have opened. Might be a good time. Are you ready? Are you listening? Might be a good time to restake your house. Maybe not your stakes, but maybe go around with water. Go around and oil and re-anoint those places where you placed those stakes in your home. Why? To fortify your castle. Fortify it so that the wicked can't get in there. We're at war. We got to be prepared for war. All right? Cool. Feel like I'm forgetting some. Okay, let me die. Got it. I'm going to get Mel in here, Mel and Craig in here, because I want to talk about the initiative that we're doing this weekend regarding the Super Bowl. Hey, Mel, before you do that, Spencer, I would like you to pull up for me the second thing down. No, that's not it. No, that's not. Where is it? No, oh, wait a minute. There could be a standalone email. Did I send one of those to you? Sorry, folks. I hate it when I make my notes to myself, then my notes don't make any sense. Pull up for me. Do this. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, Spencer. Your name's Jonathan. I know who you are. Go to YouTube, Jonathan, and plug in demonic Super Bowl. Hey, folks, I want you to look how far back they've been doing demonic. How long have they been doing it? Katy Perry did it. Things You Missed at Halftime Show. Madonna in 2012. Eminem's Halftime Show. All folks, they've been doing this to us every year. Katy Perry, Super Bowl show, promo Fox, on and on and on. This is not something new. This has been going on all the time. These rituals being done right in our face. There's one I got in trouble with, Shakira, whatever, when they started showing their asses to everybody, right, and putting their crotch, and I'm just going to call it like it is, putting their crotches in the camera zooming in, right? This stuff's all been demonic. It didn't just happen in this time. And see, we don't believe, it's one of the things I spoke about with the kids at Kilborn yesterday. We don't understand spiritual things. They do. The devil sure as hell does. Because the devil's the greatest evangelist in the world. Doing everything he can to steal your children. As we tiddlywink it, Lady Gaga, there she is. What, Pepsi Zero, Sugar Bowl, halftime show. When was that, I wonder? 5 years ago? What? Yeah. This isn't something new. I've been doing it all the time. We're just going to finally wake up and push back against this stuff a little bit. So Mel, come on in there, because Mel did a great job at the Liberty Action Network. If you would, Spencer, go ahead and click on the Liberty Action Network link I sent you. And maybe you can share this with other people. Mel did a really, really good job. Go ahead and talk about it there a second, Mel, if you will.
Yeah, so I mean,
hey, hang on. Hey, folks. This is real, man. This is real. This is not just something. Maybe I'll do that. I got some guy sitting in the email says, I don't even watch the Super Bowl. Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Millions do watch it, dude. Go ahead, Mel.
So the action's posted at thelibertyactionnetwork.com. Remember to put the in front of libertyactionnetwork.com. So it's posted there as an action and as an event. I've sent out the action to the full mailing list of the Liberty Action Network. So if you subscribe to our network, you'll be getting that email today. So by receiving it as an email, you can share that email out with your friends. You can copy the link from the Liberty Action Network and share it on social media. We're asking people to, to take the field, this Sunday for an hour of prayer, but it's not just a, sit in the your prayer closet prayer. It's, it's wartime prayer. It's imprecatory prayer. So, I've got the resources there, and now, I've done my job. So you guys need to go do your job now.
Amen. And share it with others. Put it on Facebook. Share it with everywhere you go. I just got a text. I got to show all you guys this. So I'm going to send it to Jared, and then Jonathan will be able to see it, right? Okay. Send it anyway. Huh? Somebody just texted me this. Jonathan's going to put it up on the screen. So, folks, you get what's going on? Wherever you are, this could be real. Folks, if you pass this idea around, this can be really, really big. And we're going to open up, again, we're going to do at 5:45, I think. Is that why we said mail to? No, 7:45. At 7:45, we're going to log on here, just like this, 7:45, and we're going to pray. And Clay can pray if he wants to, and Myra can pray if she wants to, and Mary Beth can pray if she wants to, and Jack McCarthy can pray if he wants to. And we're not just going to pray now I lay me down to sleep prayers, because why? Pearl Harbor's under attack. Pearl Harbor's under attack. Do you get it?
Amen.
So what? We're going to storm Normandy Beach. That's what we're going to do. We're going to storm Normandy Beach. We're going to meet force with force. Folks, try to get as many people as you can. Your prayer groups, try to get them involved. This is war, man. Jonathan, did you get that picture just put up there? Our girlfriend Madonna. Yeah, our girlfriend Madonna looks like a freak. She's a freak. Is it any wonder our kids are confused? Is it any wonder? He's going to throw it up here for us a second. I'm waiting. I sent it to him the last second.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, it looks like Baphomet.
What does?
Madonna, when she comes on the screen.
Oh, you don't even know what I'm going to show you yet. You don't even know. Why does this take so long, John? I'm not mad. Go ahead. Jack McCarthy, come on in while John's digging in there. Go ahead. Did you get it, Jonathan?
I got it. I just wanted to mention this.
This is a perfect opportunity for people that can't come on in the morning to be part of the active live show. Bob and I sent this out. I just copied and pasted what Mel put up. The first two events, the Super Bowl and the Cash Friday, Cash Friday. And we sent this out to people that normally wouldn't be able to participate in the show.
Yeah, so
hopefully they'll get engaged.
Amen. Amen. Great idea, man. Come on, become evangelists. Mark Trump, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to get deep on this just for a second.
Please do.
Okay, everybody praying Saturday. Everybody praying on Super Bowl day. Why wouldn't people do it? Okay, I'm sitting here going through the arguments that we're going to have for not doing it on the day we're promising to. Yeah. This is the deal, Coach, is we don't believe that us stopping what we're doing, we stop what we do, and we focus our spirit on this. Our energy will then become a part of the fix. But we don't believe it. We don't believe that if we stop our attention on everything in our life and give it to this one thing, that it'll make a difference.
We're two or more gathered, Mark. The multiplication.
Amen. Amen. That's what they're doing. Is they are focusing energy in an evil way. So I guess we all need to realize that we have to harness our spirits. Our spirits want to do this so bad, but our flesh don't understand that there's no impact. So you got to get your flesh to harness all that and focus your energy on Jesus for this period of time and defeating Satan. Coach, then we'll get rid of those distractions in our life and can focus on this together like they're doing. Okay?
Amen. Amen. So Mark, I get this picture from the Lord of a great big sewage pipe. You guys have all seen those black sewage pipes that bilge comes out of. That's the Super Bowl halftime show. And they're shooting that bilge everywhere you look, through those screens, into the minds of everybody who's watching. That's why I got up on the screen, Madonna French kissing somebody. What? They're doing this to us on purpose. You understand that, right? And so what are we going to do? We're going to turn off the bilge. We're finally going to go in and we're going to turn off the spigot on this stuff. That's what war is, isn't it? A give and take, a pushback. This is big time stuff. Because can I tell you why?
Amen.
I think the dark side knows this. The Bible teaches us that the devil knows his time is short. I think they know that we are at a very critical 2-minute drill in this game. They know where we are. And we ain't got any idea where we are.
Amen.
We're all praying for our best life now and financial blessing and all this stuff. And these guys are after our seed. They're after our seed. They want to destroy Christianity by capturing our seed. And they're going to take that sewage pipe and they're going to pipe it right into homes all across America. This is by design. Just go back there again. You don't have to, Jonathan. Just go back there and look at every Super Bowl we've had over how long, and it's been bilge, sewer pipe bilge into your house. Man, oh man. So this is serious stuff. I'm looking over here.
Hey, Coach, can I say something?
Please do.
Okay. Notice like Madonna, they have their hair like that. Notice Rihanna, she has her hair like that. This hair that's done that. Now, have Jonathan pull up the statue of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that was put in New York City.
It should be easy, John. Statue, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. See, there's signs everywhere, folks. It's just everywhere we look, but the church ain't got no clue.
It's like a bronze statue that doesn't. I mean, yeah, it doesn't look like no. It don't look like no Jew.
There's Madonna. It looks like Madonna, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. And then when you go and you look at Lady Gaga,
Hang on a second, Craig. Hey, Jonathan, put that picture of Madonna up and see if her hair doesn't look like that. Keep going, Craig.
Okay, so there. That's a sign that this is the demonic stuff, right? And at the Emmy Awards that she was in, she had her hair like that too. Then if you actually go and you look at Lady Gaga at the 2021 inauguration, standing at the Capitol steps, looking down at evil Washington Monument, look at her hair. She has it in cornrows too. there's something about this that's just telling you this is all tied together, and you just it's have to look at their.
Amen. 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 Okay, look, I'm going to open it up. I got someplace I got to go. I don't want to change stuff. Go ahead. Go ahead, Laura, and then Janine. Go ahead.
Good morning, Coach. Thank you. You know how I shared with you about my friend Chris Baker from Inc. 180 who's at the Super Bowl right now. There's a little girl who's 10 years old who needs our prayer. She's the youngest girl he's had to do a cover-up tattoo on. And she got rescued because her parents overdosed. And she called 911. So her parents were selling her for drugs. So he's asking for prayers for this little girl. And he's asking for prayers for the task force that are at the Super Bowl.
Lord, just cover all of them, Lord. Just cover every one of them, Lord. Let their efforts be effectual, Lord. We break any power, any plans of the enemy, any strongholds. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and we declare their mission to be successful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Janine, go ahead. Janine.
These Super Bowls and the opening of the games, the World Games, they're all in sequence. If you look at each of those pictures, they're in sequence of what's been going on. The corn rolls are just nothing representing the DNA. If you bring Rihanna's picture back up, you'll see the green movement in her. You'll see her hair like the clot shots. They're making fun of you because they feel they've been succeeding in everything they're doing.
We heard Joy Reid say that, though. Joy Reid said that, Janine, right?
Oh, we're winning. Really?
We won.
Yeah, but the average individual is going to say, yay, we don't, and they're opening the portals, allowing that to come back in.
Yeah, and they're tearing down.
Killing.
They're tearing down our statues and putting theirs up in the name of tolerance and diversity, right? Because so tolerance and diversity means your God comes down, our God goes up. That's tolerance and diversity.
And the DNA is being changed. Go back to that other one of Rihanna. You'll see in that too, of making fun with the hair, the clot shots. Those are not that one. The one of Rihanna, the first one you had up. But she's making fun too.
Liberty Action Network, Jonathan, go ahead.
That is so symbolic of everything that they just put upon people with the lockdown.
Folks, do you think the average Christian that you know has any idea? They have any idea? No. They have no idea.
They don't want to talk about it.
They don't even want to talk about it. You're right, Susie. They don't even want to talk about it. Unbelievable. Mel, MB Digital, that's Jerry. Is that Jerry? Who is the MPH?
That's me.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, the other thing I'd like to bring up is these are on Sunday. You know, why are all these big events on Sunday, the day for the sun?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, again, as we say, they've made Sunday a worship of sun. The church falls right in line and worships on Sunday as well, right? Right. Worship of the sun. I got a couple texts here from some people who are in the know. I don't want to. The first picture is from a pet goat. Okay. More. I got to move. Let's go. I got stuff I got to get to yet. Have I had Laura in it? Yeah, I had Laura. Tim.
Hey, Coach. I was asking you about Dizdar the other day.
Oh, yeah.
About what happened to him. And I can't talk about it right now, but I'm going back into that right now because people have contacted me about sacrifice and that kind of stuff, what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we are showing pictures of like the churches that are swinging the swords and they're speaking in tongues and playing music. And we think that's okay. And we're just going down the drain. And you know, are we even praying like what Dizdar went through? I don't think anybody even understands what that poor man went through. And then his death.
Mm-hmm.
You know Amen. What I'm saying? So we're playing church. We're not really Amen. Going at it. And we're not witnessing. We're not leading people to Christ individually. There you have it.
Tim, I couldn't agree more. And one of the things that Stephanie says braiding, those braids is spell work. It's a form of magic. Look up braids and magic. So what I saw yesterday at Worthington Kilbourne, how many students, maybe 100, 120 maybe. You know what I saw? They had no knowledge of the Bible. They had no. There had to be some Christians in there. In fact, some of them came up to me afterwards, self-identified as Christians, and they had no concept. They have no concept even of Christianity. They have no idea what it is. No, but somewhere along the line, nobody's ever explained anything to them. Your spirit lives in a body, possesses a soul. What? What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and emotion. They had no idea. They had no idea that the devil was after their soul. What was the devil after their soul? That when you die, you're going to get out of your body. You're not going to be dead. When you die, you don't die. You get out of your body. You go somewhere. Where do you go? Do you become like 5G? Is that what it is? You're floating around somewhere? You're floating around? Do you see the demons? Do you see the... Where do you go when you die? What does it mean to die? What is death? No idea. And so this is a chastisement. I have no impact. It's a chastisement of 99.9% of the pastors who are not training, equipping, and mobilizing the saints for the work of the ministry. They ain't got no clue. They think the worst of the ministry is feeding the poor bread. They think that's it. Going and having a food kitchen. To them, that's ministry. When in fact, there's a freaking war going on around us. There's a war going on around us. And we don't even engage with it. And then most churches, most churches, they'll have a Super Bowl party, and then at halftime they'll turn off this thing and they'll do some ministry. You know what I'm talking about, right? Huh? They will have sat there and supported that demonic presence. They don't watch the halftime. Now wait a minute. They don't do war against it. They don't do war against it. No, because they don't even know there's a war. They'll spend half time to try to lead men to Jesus. To do what? Lead him to Jesus, do what? Oh, well, to get him saved. Okay, get him saved to do what? You're in an army, dude. You're in an army. I'm going to tell those guys tomorrow morning at that breakfast, you may not be man enough for it, huh? You may not be the kind of guy I'm looking for. I ain't looking for no pussies. Sorry, I won't use that word, and I'm sorry I used it here. I was talking about kitty cats. It's interesting because our son who just had a new daughter, his German Shepherd's with us, because Zach and Adrian they want to keep all the distractions away. So Kaiser comes here, his big German Shepherd. I love him because nobody's gonna sneak in my house. Kaiser's here, but we also have a cat, Opie. And you all see Opie run when Kaiser barks. You all see it. Because why? Opie gets it. I ain't messing with that guy. I ain't messing with that guy. That's what the devil ought to be doing. We ought to be doing that. The devil ought to be saying, ooh, I ain't messing with that guy. I'm going to leave Clay alone. I ain't messing with him. I'm going to go get this pastor. Hell, he don't even know what's going on. I'm going to go get him. The pastor runs back in. I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? I'm just telling you the truth. And then the pastor convinces himself that he's doing a good job, and his congregation, they all love each other. And meanwhile, all of them are watching the halftime show and allowing the sewer bilge right into their house. No understand. Why are my people destroyed? They don't know. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't know. I'm still heading someplace. I'm going to get there. Go ahead, Mark Trump, and then Brett, then Reggie. Tell me a story, not your life story. Go ahead.
Oh, this is pretty big. You guys brought it up. All right, every computer and everything you do has a log file. And that's how they look back and find out what you've done.
Mm.
Your hair is your log file. Your hair contains your history.
Wow.
Your hair's encoded with your DNA. Your DNA is resonating a frequency. You braid it together. You've increased your antenna gain.
It's like wrapping wire together, huh, Mark?
Yes. Now your DNA with your history is being presented into this energy vortex.
Mm.
So whoever is getting the signal can sort through their DNA, people, It's all in the, it's all going to be extrapolated in that. Why do they braid their hair? To present themselves, coach.
Wow. It's like getting those wires together and put a wire net over the top of it. You guys know what I'm talking about? Huh? What an image that is. They're wire nutness. Wow. Hire Brett. Hey, Brett, you got to get word out to all your people about this. Every person that you've come in contact with over the last year needs to know about this. This is something everybody can join in. Come on in, Brett.
Oh, yeah. And, coach, that's why you do such a great job. And the players have the playbook. Get it out of your locker. Know that playbook, the Holy Bible, and that's between you and the Lord daily. And that's why I love guiding people to the Bible and then guiding them to CoachDaveLive.com. So all 129 of you here in the actual huddle, but there's thousands watching all over. You got to share Coach Dave Live with somebody else. And then, yes, I'll share it with everybody. Liberty Mail, what a great idea. Just, we got to go on the attack. And you're right. The P-U-S-S-Y's.
Listen, folks, listen. This is critical. This is critical. Everybody that joins this, no matter where they are, they don't have to be joining us. But everybody who's focusing prayer at this time is what Mark just said. It's a multiplication of that power and that energy. You say, well, coach, I can't be part of it. I don't know how to do it on the phone. I don't know how to log in. I know that. That's why when we all get together and somebody stands up in a group and somebody says a prayer, at the end of the prayer, everybody says what? Amen. Meaning what? Me too. And that power is directed. Amen. What if there were 2 million amens around the world? Talk about power. I'm seeing this more and more, man. Whew, boy. Go ahead, Reg. Then Myra. Then nobody else for a minute. Then nobody else. Reggie, Myra, then I got to get to this other part. Go.
Pictures I sent you, Coach, are really significant. Very, very important. And the reason is there's a movie out there and everybody kind of poo-poos it, but I had a witch take me through it. And it is on their side. It's hidden in plain sight. So the pictures I sent you, they're the same, okay? So what the movie iPetGoat is about, it's a clip. It shows significant key points in their agenda. So it's got the two towers. They're hidden in cartoon, okay? But anyhow, this Rihanna, the reason they picked this picture is because this is the next turning point. 9/11 was one of them. The Taliban, all of that. This picture is, they're the same. So I gave you the movie picture of the next point. So it's the emergence of the Antichrist. That's the
end. We're going to shoot a prayer bomb, a nuclear bomb into the midst of their plan. That's what we're going to do. Rather than sit around and tell everybody how much Jesus loves them, we're going to go on the offensive. We're going to launch a nuclear weapon. Go ahead, Myra.
Yes, coach. Thank you. It is just such a delightful way to start the morning with Coach Dave.
Okay, Myra, quit patting me on the back. Tell me what you want to say. Let's go.
Yes, I got something I wanted to do. In regard to the Golden Rule, the Super Bowl, and the comments made by the saints in the huddle, 1 Corinthians 12:9, to another faith by the same, the Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So I'm talking about the faith by the same Spirit. It is a spirit of faith. And Romans 13:8-9, owe no man anything but to love one another. For that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you don't want to be aborted, they shouldn't be aborted. If you don't want to be a homosexual, you shouldn't promote them being a homosexual. This is so simple. So simple, and we complicate it all. Judah, quickly. Coach, say, coach, you seem mad. I am mad.
What you just said, the 2-minute offense is in the game. We're at the 20. We're heading into the goal line. And what Myra just said is what we call on offense.
Amen. We are on offense. Hey, Jude, Judah, we're pounding this sucker in, baby. We're pounding this one into the goal line. That's what we're going to do. We ain't going to sit back and bite our nails and worry whether or not we're, hey,
with
we're going to block down, kick out, lead, and punch this thing into the end zone. That's what we're going to do.
Boom.
Amen. 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 Okay, so look, I'm going to shift gears because I need to shift gears because it's, in my opinion, it's also part of the whole thing. So any more, everybody knows what's going on this weekend, right? Everybody knows. You go to Coach Dave Live, click join the huddle, and you join. Now, I'm going to give you a fair warning. We may get overloaded. I don't know how many people we can hold. I don't know. But we're going to have it on all of our platforms. Jonathan, I don't know how we would do this. Where would, if somebody came to our website, Jonathan, and they couldn't get on, at Coach Dave Live, how else do they get on? Will there be some way telling them how else they can get on? Say, hey, you can go to Rumble. You can go to this one. You can. How do we do that, John? Okay, they need to know that, though, see? So pass that along to Jared. They need to know how to get in. Because if our server were to go down from 100,000 people joining in, I'm a big thinker.
Well, get the video links up.
All right? So have him, or have Jared, I'll call Jared or whatever. Okay, so I'm heading someplace else. We've been so lied to. We've been so lied to. Jeff, if you would, pull up for me. Where is it? Take a deep breath, Coach. Generations of Adam. You guys all know Charles Jennings. I'm going to get Charles Jennings on here. But he did a four-part series video that I watched last night. I watched all four parts. But Charles Jennings, love you, Charles, is one of the slowest talkers in the world. Thank God he's one of the slowest talkers in the world, because I could actually put him on double time and still understand what was going on. I watched all four of them, the generations of Adam. What? Adam? The generations of Adam? Did you guys know? This is so unbelievable. So I want to play just a little clip of this, and then I want to show you something, because I'm telling you, there aren't 10 Christians in the world that know what Pastor Jennings is going to show us right here, right from the Bible. Hang on a second. It says go to the 1720 mark and put it at 1.75, because he talks so slow, we'll still be, I love this man. Huh? There's nothing but pure bones in this guy's body. Charles Jennings, we got to get him on here.
Amen.
Okay, we're 17 minute, 1.75, and then I'm going to show you some stuff in it. God, I got 13. Go. Generations of Adam. Generations of Adam.
Now, here's another area of genealogies that brought about strife and was in conflict with Bible truth, and that was Greek philosophies and Greek genealogies. If you study even a preliminary study of Greek theology or Greek mythology, they talk about the origin of their gods. They talk about some very strange and weird things, how their gods originated, who they had sex with, who was the offspring, and some of them were mixed human and animal. This is bizarre. This goes into Greek mythology. And so therefore, you see, Paul, he was raised under the teachings of ancient Judaism. He was raised under Pharisaical Judaism, and he was taught Mosaic Hebrewism. So he was a very learned man, but yet he lived in a Greek culture. And being an educated man, he understood all of these things. So he was making a distinction between Bible genealogy and all this foolish questions concerning Jewish fables and also Greek mythology. So I just wanted to mention those things because some people have an aversion to genealogy and they immediately say, well, you don't supposed to go to there, to that subject, because the Bible says don't go there. Paul was warning concerning the false genealogies, simply put, the false genealogies, because they did not prove the messiahship of Jesus Christ. But biblical genealogy does.
False genealogies do not prove the deity of Christ. Biblical genealogies do. Keep going.
Every study. And I want to make it the central theme of every study. And that is the focal point, the person, the work of Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm not trying to sell you a vacation package. I'm not trying to get you to send in the end of the world offering. I'm not trying to get you to send in a seed faith offering. Nothing. This is a teaching ministry. And I pray that you will be blessed because I try to bring out things that are very seldom mentioned from the pulpits of our nation. The first chart that I see that I'm looking at here, I'm looking at a hard copy.
Get ready to freeze it, John, when he puts it up on the
entitled
screen.
Shem.
Expand it. I don't know if you can make this large. Can you guys all see this chart? This blew my mind. Blew my mind, all right? Go to Adam, okay? These are biblical genealogies. The genealogy, Adam had children. Adam had children. Okay, there you see Adam lived 930 years. Now, if you go to Adam's genealogy, 930 years, you go straight down, you're going to find out that Adam actually knew Lamech. He actually knew him. And if you look at this thing, how close, really, when these guys are living hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, look at that time. Put the marker on Noah if you can. This is from a video. I don't know if we can. Yeah, look at Noah. Go straight up to Noah, to Adam. Look how close Noah was to actually knowing Adam. And they say, well, how did all of these truths, how did these get passed down? Well, they got, Adam told Seth and Enos and Canaan and Mahalalel and Jared and Enoch. They passed it down orally, verbally. These guys knew each other.
Boom.
Or at least lived at the same time, whether they knew each other or not. See, they told us that this was a book written by men. They knew each other. I'm getting goosebumps. I never, ever knew this. The genealogies of Adam. Who came out of Adam? Now look, I'm going to put this in the chat. And this is a four-part series. Four-part series. Each of them are about 20 minutes. So when you put this in the chat and you go there and you're done with this first one, there are three more that you can click on and watch. And he's going, oh my goodness. He is going to prove to you and me, we don't understand biblical genealogy. We do not even really know. Not all Israel's Israel. Those who say they are Jews and are not, and he proves it genealogically. Shows who their children were. And who they begat. And we've been taught all our whole life that it was just, I don't know, it just came through. I don't know, it just, they wrote it down. Somebody wrote it down. It's just, no, they passed it down. Adam told Seth, Seth told Enos. They passed it down. And everybody they knew, they spread it to everybody else. They told them. Seth had an area of influence, and he told everybody where he went. And Enos had an area of influence, and he told everybody where he went. So it became common knowledge because they were teaching it to their children. Is anybody getting this from me? And most of you, including me, mainly me, I had no concept. Did you know that? Did you know that Noah actually knew Methuselah? Noah, hey, wait a minute, let me look here. Methuselah, what? Methuselah knew Adam! Do you see that? Put the pointer on Methuselah. And go up. Look, it says they overlap. They overlap. Huh? Who? Well, maybe even Noah. No, Lamech, Methuselah, Enoch, Jared, Mahalalel, Canaan, Enos, Seth, all new Adam.
Boom.
Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable?
And no, so, it's true, Coach.
It's true. It's true. It's true. But what have we believed? Well, I'm sorry. What have we been taught? That the blessing's only on the Jews. And Charles takes us through the genealogy and shows you exactly where we've been misled. Oh, I can't do it. In fact, I'm just going to confuse you. If you want to look, some of you can lay in your corner and suck on your thumb and believe whatever you want to believe, or you can know the truth and the truth will make you free. So I would suggest that all of you today at some point watch this. The generations from Adam. From Adam. By the way, Shem, the third generation from Adam by way of mouth. I tell Clay tells somebody else. I tell Randy tells somebody else. I tell Bernie tells somebody else. By way of mouth, this gospel, this God thing was spread throughout. Wow. Mary Beth, come on in. Put it in the chat. Put this in the chat. Then after you watch the first one, then you'll have to go to part two. Okay? You watch the first one, then you go to part two. And when you get done with those four teachings, you're going to go, wow. Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Just skip me right now, okay? Skip me.
Yep. Skip you. I will, dear. Judah. No, I said your hand's still up, Judah. Let's see. Bernie. Go. There I get it.
Okay. Coach, this really is interesting to me because Methuselah definitely knew Adam, you know, and let me tell you something about a grandfather. You learn a lot of stuff from your family, from your grandfather.
That's so right.
I was talking with my grandfather, and his grandfather made two trips from Independence, Missouri to San Francisco as a guard on a wagon train. So I'm talking to him, and his grandfather's grandfather fought in the Revolution, okay? So they listen. So, I mean, it's just amazing how much stuff that this isn't ancient history, you know?
No, Bernie, look how old these guys live. See, that's what screws us up, right? Huh? We can, if you were just add the years, look, from the flood was how many, it was 18, no, I can't do my math real good. 1800 years before, right? 4000 BC. Up to 2250 BC before the flood, right? That's a lot of time, man. And look at Adam. Adam lived to be 930 years old. Do you guys know that? Did you know Adam lived to be 930? Did you know his son Seth lived to be 912? Enos, his son, lived to be 900. Did you know that? And Methuselah was the oldest man who ever lived. He made it 969 years. But Lamech was right behind him. Lamech made it 777 years. Shem lived to be 600. Noah lived to be 950 years old. You guys know that?
It's not that many generations. In fact, if you count the generations, it may be about what people were in America in the Great Awakening.
Well, what he'll do as you watch these things, he'll show you the chart. Wow. He'll show you the chart, who had who, and who had who, and who had who, and who had who.
I'll let the next person go. Thanks.
It's amazing. Keith and Trent.
Imagine being one of the younger ones, maybe 120 years old, looking back at Adam. Wouldn't he kind of look like a god?
Can you imagine being 120 and being young?
Yeah, well, yeah. And then looking at Adam, and he's 800 years old, and you're looking at him like, wow.
Wow. Trent.
This timeline creates strong Christians. It really does. And do we believe in facts? You know, like this is a fact.
This is a fact.
It's simple and it's written out, you know, and it's been there.
It encourages your heart. See, it's more confirmation that it's true. We can connect are you kidding me? We can connect the seed of Adam to Shem. We can do that. You mean if I kept going, Mike McKee's into genealogies. He texted me yesterday, Coach, I'm doing some genealogies on you. He told me who my grandma was, and my great-grandma, and where they came. He's already doing my genealogy. I said, I only knew the first generation. I knew Grandpa Ed, I knew Grandpa George, my great-grandfather. I knew him. But other than that, I didn't know anybody. It'd be like Shem saying, hey, I knew my Grandpa Noah, but I didn't know any of those other guys, right? And the lineage all the way down, because why? We hate it when we open up the Bible and we read the genealogies. We hate it. But the genealogy is a record of who these people were connected to. He begat him, who begat him, who begat him, who begat him, who begat him. And they're proving to you where this all came from. We all came from Adam. Craig.
Well, Coach, I've done a lot of work on genealogies and timeline. I shared that stuff with you at Gettysburg.
Yep.
Also sent you an email. Probably can't get it on the show, but I've got a biblical timeline that's AB from BC to time of Adam. But what's interesting in this is that's where I said about this the other day. It said, you know, when God said you're going to die in that day, Adam, that you eat from the tree of knowledge, he did not die in that day. He died 930 years.
Because a day is 1,000 years.
That's right. As a day is 1,000 years. And notice this, Coach, he died 70 years from 1,000. And how long did Noah live? 950. He died 50 years from 1,000. 50-year Jubilee, Psalm 90:10. What's the length of a man? 70 years, 10 years added for strength to 80.
Boom.
It's all written in the Bible.
Yes, oh my goodness. I'm going to 80. I'm heading to 80. I'm heading to 80. Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, a lot of these people were alive when all the generations were being corrupted prior to the flood.
Right.
And the cycle's repeating itself. So here we are in the midst of a generation that's being corrupted once again.
Yes.
It's Ecclesiastes.
it's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. And if we could do the genealogy, we could, folks, look. Like I always said about Barack Obama, when the history of Barack Obama is written, it's going to lead back to a birth certificate. He ain't ever going to be able to get away with it, right? And when your history is written, it's going to be connected to a birth certificate. You're connected to somebody else, folks. Huh? We're connected to somebody else. It's a big, big matrix. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, good morning, team. Thank you, Coach. I just wanted to give you guys a really good reference. I got this book. It was from Rose Publishing, and it's called Rose Book of Bible Charts, Maps, and Timelines. And let me turn my camera on. I'll show you a picture of it. Okay, so this is what it looks like. And that timeline that you had is on the very first page of this book. And it, just so you know, this is what this book is like. All these pages fold out, and it's really, really cool. And it is important to deal with these things, because if your book that you're referencing, if people don't believe in the Bible, if they, you can't answer these questions about the Bible, there's no reason for them to consider it to be valid.
So as you continue to watch this video, Charles Jennings is going to unveil more charts to you. He's going to show you the genealogies. And this guy begat this guy, got married to this guy, and they had these kids here. It's all there, folks. It's all there. But we don't have time to talk about that in church, because we got to talk about being raptured out of here and our best life now and getting over our personal problems, and because we haven't realized that we're in a war. We've been birthed into a battlefield. By the way, seed of Cain ain't good seed. Sorry, it ain't good seed. Charles Jennings shows you how this whole thing developed, right? Those who say they are Jews and are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. You are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. Those were just figurative speech. They just were figures of speech. The devil had kids. And the kids are going to show up at the Super Bowl. And you're going to watch them. No, we're not going to. We're going to take out our swords. We're going to take out the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we're going to slice and dice Sunday, 7:45, halftime of the Super Bowl. Share it with everybody else. God bless. See you tomorrow. No, I'll see you on Monday.